USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue this week for another coronavirus stimulus package. Failing to reach a deal could drive thousands of small businesses into bankruptcy, according to the president and CEO of the Minneapolis Fed. Neil Kashkari told CBS's Face the Nation that the economy's recovery would slow to a grind without help from Congress.
We're going to continue to see a grinding, very slow recovery with thousands of small businesses around the country going bankrupt. That's why it's so vital that our elected leaders come together to take more action. You know, the job market today, 11 million Americans are still out of work relative to the job market in February. That is as bad as the worst job market during the Great Recession and the Great Financial Crisis. And so a lot of people are suffering. A lot of small businesses are suffering.
The administration is facing pushback from several Republican senators who believe the $1.8 trillion proposal is too expensive. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is ready to return to the campaign trail, and according to his doctors, isn't a risk to transmit the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
President Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. That's according to White House doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Dr. Conley releasing a memo saying the president is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo did not say if President Trump tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, the president made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. The president saying the administration has a handle on the coronavirus.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
A manned SpaceX mission scheduled for the end of this month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA says the flight to the International Space Station will be pushed back instead to mid to late November. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith shouldn't be questioned in her upcoming nomination hearing. That's according to Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said Amy Coney Barrett should absolutely not be questioned about her religious beliefs during confirmation hearings for the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Quote, one's faith should never be the basis of supporting or rejecting a nominee, Harris told KPNX-TV in Phoenix on Thursday. Barrett, a federal appellate judge and former law clerk of the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, has been questioned about her religious beliefs numerous times. She's faced attacks from liberal women's groups who worry that if she's appointed to the Supreme Court, she'll help to roll back abortion rights by voting to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as the Affordable Care Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a warning for a recall from Ashtel Studios due to a misbranding of hand sanitizer products packaged in pouches. Last month, poison control officials warned parents about a hand sanitizer product package in a pouch that a child could mistake as a snack. Rafael Nadal has won his 13th French Open Championship, downing Novak Djokovic in straight sets in the final. The victory gives Nadal 20 Grand Slam titles, tying him with rival Roger Federer for most all-time, and extends his record for most French Open victories. His 13 titles at Roland Garros are the most by any one player in a Grand Slam tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.